promise you, Xiaomi cross country Ramas Babli, Daf Lamed Zion. We begin your Xiaomi on Daf Chof Dalet Amad Aleph, 12 lines up from the foot of the page, Manan Kaiman. Manan Kaiman, what's the case that our Mishnah calls a suffix 9-month baby from the first or 7-month baby from the second? Im b'sheba leha l'acha misis ba'ala miyad b'ko uba l'acha shei chadoshim nisni ben teshu l'zeu l'zeu ben shiva l'zeu l'zeu. If he had relations with her immediately after her husband's death and the fetus showed after 2 months, you should tease it's a suffix whether it's a 9-month baby from this one or from that one, or a 7-month baby from this one or for that one, because there was no time of separation between the men. Kainan kaimim b'sheba leha l'acha shei chadoshim v'huka uba l'acha gimel chadoshim. The answer is rather he had relations 2 months after death, and the fetus showed after 3 more months. Nisni heyirama lesachlet lotis yabim anshiula chamisha chadoshim. Well, then we can ask, this implies that even if the fetus did not show up until 5 months after death, it's a suffix whether it's from the mace, and if so, the Mishnah later should teach that heyirama may not do yibim or chalitza until 5 months from death. Why did the Mishnah say 3 months? Elakin and kaimen b'shebarle la'acha aboyim yoyim. We give another answer, rather he had relations 40 days after death, and the fetus showed after another 50 days. 4 months mean 90 days from the first, and 3 partial months means first and third months are partial, and the second month is full from the second. And we can infer that a woman can give birth after partial months, means a 7th month baby can be born after 1 day in the first month, 1 day in the last month, and 4 months in the middle. So 50 days is a third of the pregnancy, which is unlike we said earlier, that a girl cannot give birth in the 6 months between Naras and Bagras. And we infer that there are 2 formations. Some babies are formed after 7 months and some after 9 months. We can infer that a woman's fetus is recognized after partial months. Atshma mina, sha'ishim muberes, she'd say, eina v'chayzeres u'misaberes. We can also infer that a pregnant woman cannot become pregnant again, means with a second fetus. If she could, then a woman could not remarry even after 3 months. Atshma mina, sha'isha eina misaberes, mishnei b'nei adam ka'achas. We can also infer that a woman cannot become pregnant from 2 men at once. U'pliga al drabonon da'agalata. And this disagrees with Rabbanon of Agalata. To Rabbanon of Agalata, Oymim, Vayetzi ish habeinayim, mimarocho ispishtim, mimea olo ispishtim, sheheuba mea olo ispishtim. Rabbanon of Agalata said that the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph Perek Yizayin Pasuk Chof Gimel says, and behold, a man was coming up from the ranks of the plishtim. And we understand it says, although the pasuk is mimarocho ispishtim, it's actually written as mimarocho ispishtim. And from that we expound, Mimea, from 100 Olois, foreskins of Plishtim, 100 foreskins of Plishtim had relations with Orpah, and Goliath resulted from them. Amrav Matanya, Vilei Pligin, Asher Nisa Chazera, Aisha Muberes, Mishnei Bnei Adam Ka'achas. Asher Nisa Chazera, Ina Aisha Muberes, Mishnei Bnei Adam Ka'achas. The answer, says Amrav Matanya, that they don't argue. Before the semen decays, a woman can become pregnant from 2 men at once. After semen decays, a woman cannot become pregnant from 2 men at once. Minayin shtei yitzirus, what's the source for 2 yitzirus, 2 formations? Vizeira b'shem Ruhuna, v'yitza yitzirus l'shira v'yitzir l'shisha. They were quoting Ruhuna, answered that by yitzel, it's spelled with 2 yuds, this alludes to yitzir of a baby in 7 months and yitzir in 9 months. Noitzil azayin, v'noyle l'shmoinech, chai kolshokein l'shisha. If a baby was born in 7 months and was born in the 8th month, it will live. If a baby was formed in the 7 months and born in the 8th month, it will live. It merely delayed in the womb. And all the more so if it was born in the 9th. If a baby was due to be formed in 9 months and was born prematurely in the 8th, it will not live. If it was due to be formed in 9 months, I was born in the 7th, let us see. If it was born in the 8th, 1 month too soon, it will not live. And the more so if it was born in the 7th. Oon koimi Rabbi Abo, minayin leben shiva shuchai. They asked Rabbi Abo, what's the source for a 7th month baby that he lives? Amaloin Mididchoin Ye Anna Yahav Lachoin Fe Vita Ibta Ita Achte. That's the correct answer. Yavoa answered that I will answer you from your language, means in Yavonis, Vita Ifta Eto Achte, which means seven lives, 8 dies. Vahasofik Lito Efhope Shah Aviv Amrinle Hani Avich Bah Yavam Lito Khope Shah Achiv Amrinle Hani Bri. If the Sofik means the son of the mace or the Yavam have to take his share of his dead Sofik father's property, they tell them the Yavam is your father. If the Yavam wants to take his share of his brother's property, they tell him Sofik is your brother's son, he alone inherits him. What do they do? They make a compromise and divide the mace's property. Turns out that compromise amongst the brothers, means the Sofik and the Yavam, that they're not really brothers, is a loss for the other brothers. Strife among the brothers is a gain for the other brothers. Due to the compromise, even after the Sofik and Yavam die, the other brothers don't inherit the mace. Without the compromise, the Sofik and Yavam do not receive anything, and after one of them dies, the other brothers have a claim to inherit the mace. Ma mace hazokin harei yesh se yesh kan bonim bevadai uben haben besafik. If the zokin, the father of the mace and the yavam died, there are vadai sons of the zokin, and the safik is a safik grandson. If he were vadai, he would inherit them with them in place of his dead father, and the safik does not take from Vaday is. Meis ha-sofik harei yesh ben, which is a kan achi av vaday va'av v'sofik. If the sofik died, there are vaday brothers of his father, and the yavam is a sofik father. If not, also he's an uncle. They inherit equally, even though the yavam vaday inherits at least part, and the brothers of sofik, since the yavam is not sure why he inherits because he is a father or uncle, we don't say a sofik cannot take from a vaday. Meis echad mina achim harei yesh seitan ach vaday ben achiv v'sofik. If one of the other brothers died, there's a vaday brothers, and the yavam is a sofik son of a brother. If he were vaday, he would inherit with him in place of his dead father, and with sofik he doesn't receive anything. Meis ha'imosh v'sofik harei yesh kan ben bevaday ubal v'sofik. If the sofik's mother died, there is a vaday and the yavam is a sofik husband, and it's Sofik he doesn't take from the son. Meisa Sofik, Machakak Meisa, Imoi Hare, Yesh, she said Yeshkan, Achiaim, Bevadai, Ubal Sofik, the Sofik. If a Sofik died, and after his mother died, there are Vadai brothers of the mother, and the Yavam is a Sofik husband, means they inherit equally. Meisa Yavam, Ubal Sofik, Litol, Chol Koshal Oviv, I have a Kadmaya, Meskan, Amrinle, Hani Avuch, Yahweh Atir, Amrinle, Kulan Achin Bnei Achin Bo Nimesh Chalko Shel Avinu Chalko Shel Achi Avinu. If the Yavam died and a Sofik comes to take his share of his father's property, if the first to die was poor, the Yavam of Vaday's son say to him, you are his son, you get his property, but you don't share in the property of our father, the Yavam. If the first was rich, they say to him, well, all the sons of the Yavam, brothers, mean to inherit equally the property of our father and of our father's brother. Ani Harishoin Royal Yespain Gogol Bashani Mamz of the Sofik. The Bible says that the first son born after Yibam is proper to be Kohen Gogol, means no matter who his father is, he's kosher. The second son means any child from a later pregnancy is a Sofik Mamz. Rabbi ben Yaakov Aimer in Mamz of the Sofik. Rabbi ben Yaakov says there's no Sofik Mamz, means the Torah permits a Sofik Mamz to marry Yisraelim. He holds that even Midrabanan he is permitted. Why do Rabbi ben Yaakov the Sofik Kusim and the Sofik Halolim? As when Yaakov agreed about Sofik Kusim and Sofik Halolim. Yahi de Taninan Tamon, Aso Yuchsin Olami Bogol, Adasi de Leza Ben Yaakov Shmoina. This is as we learned over there that in the Mishnah, in Kiddushin, that 10 categories of lineage ascended from Golos in Bavel. As when Yaakov says there were 8, he permits a Shtuki, which is one whose mother is known but is not his father, and a Sufi, which is an abandoned baby, even though they are Sofik Mamzerim, so they are like Yisraelim. Avdata de Gamliel, Rabbi Leva, Tisha, Avdata de Rabbanon, Asoa. Gamliel and Rabbi Leva say that there are 9, they permit a shtuki because they believe his mother to say that the father had kosher lineage, but on hold that there were 10.